from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Another day at camp after an incredible weekend. Obviously, you didn't play, but how did that feel, man? I mean, obviously, trying to get those mental reps. I heard Kirk Cousins talking about that, just being on the sideline and taking it all in.
Yeah, man, I mean, it was great. It was great. You know, it's just such a blessing to, you know, just be out there with all the guys, you know, for another year. And, you know, for us, obviously, we didn't play on Saturday, but I think it was good to you know, be a leader, support the guys, see what we did wrong, see what we did right. And, you know, just go out there and just, you know, instill that confidence in the guys and, you know, just continue to be ready in practice. So when week one comes in, we're all ready to go.
Obviously, didn't see the first team, but what do you think of the backups, man? How the second team look as far as offensive line to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously we got a lot to improve on, but I think they did a lot of good things too. But it's just like more the little things, you know, pre-snap stuff and, you know, just always understanding that, you know, with whatever quarterback's in, you know, being, you know, ready with whoever's in and, you know, even with the quarterback, you know, communicating with the O-line and communicating with each other. That's really all they got to really work on.
Bijan Robinson joining us here on Dukes and Bell. B, let's talk about just some fun things, man. Like, your downtime, right? We've been talking about what do you do and you know, everybody's talking about these Madden ratings. Do you pay attention to that stuff?
No, I don't. But I saw it, though.
What you think?
Sorry. All I got to do is, you know, change it this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, make it the best that it can be. But, yeah, I can't really just put myself in those predicaments. You know, I just got to go out there and prove that I'm worth what I am.
For fantasy football owners, in that same note, are you a top 10 pick this year? Got to go with you, right? You're going to see the Rock.
Yeah. I mean, yes, sir. you know, people love fantasy football. You know, I love to, you know, just play football and do my best. So, you know, it can benefit them too.
We've heard guys sometimes, it seems like they hate feeling like they're a piece of meat to fantasy football owners. But, you know, it does drive interest for the sport, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I don't hate it at all.
Right.
All you got to do is just support it. Keep going with it. And, you know, hopefully it gets bigger and bigger. All it does is make the game bigger. So that's what's cool about it.
I'm curious, B, how much or if at all did you watch any Christian McCaffrey tape this offseason, knowing that this might be that similar kind of situation for you? And then what did you take from it?
I watched all of it.
Did you really?
Yeah, I watched all the runs, all his runs, all his passes, all his pass protections. And, you know, our games are very similar. But yeah, I watched every single one, every single game.
What makes him special then, since you've seen all those plays? Like, what do you think allows him to do what he does and stand out?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the scheme that he's running, you know, they Kyle Shanahan does a really good job of, you know, putting him in the best situations possible, running and passing. And, you know, I think obviously he's a gifted player. You know, he has so many skill sets, whether it's catching the ball, running routes, creating space for himself when he runs the ball, understanding the run plays and his blockers. But I think how Kyle Shanahan like puts him in different positions, I think it really benefits him a lot. And I think with me and Tyler and, you know, Zach, and all of us as an offense, like Zach's doing a really good job of, you know, doing that same similar thing and learning how to, you know, put us in, you know, the best positions possible.
Bijan Robinson with us today. By our count, I think it was 3 touchdowns, maybe more. The red zone stuff. It seems like you guys had a good flow today.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, that's the goal, man. Is, you know, score, try to score every time, get the ball, touch the football. And I think, you know, with us in the red zone, like obviously we haven't gone since last Wednesday. and that was a big emphasis, you know, going up against Miami and, you know, putting the ball in the paint in the red zone, obviously wherever on the field, but definitely the red zone, getting the ball in the paint was a big thing for us. But yeah, today, like, that was the goal, score every single time you can, right, and, you know, make it tough on our defense so we can get them better. But that's what we did.
We talked to you last week with a little bit of a scuffle, and it seemed like the joint practice went your way. At least even the Miami media was saying the offensive line, the trenches, seemed like you guys took the day.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, obviously, we love practicing against Miami. That was a good practice, great practice against them. But yeah, as soon as we got the offense rolling, you know, it was kind of hard to stop, run game, pass game, and you know, for me, it was just fun because, you know, when I'm a part of that and part of, you know, that offense and, you know, doing really good things, you know, obviously it's encouraging, and we just got to keep it rolling. So when we come to week one against the Steelers, like, we're not slowing down.
What are these kicks, man? I mean, what's going on with these kicks?
These are the LeBron
cleats.
Cleats, yep.
Wow.
LeBron, how do you feel?
I feel great.
Like Olympic gold medal?
Just like that. Just like that.
Describe them for the audience, Cole.
They're sweet, man.
Silver, they're like platinum. I don't know what they are, but like in black. And then, yeah, man, they're comfortable. The soldiers.
Speaking of LeBron, did you have any downtime to watch in the Olympics, including the hoops?
I did. You know, the greatest player of all time, obviously, in LeBron.
Say that again.
Yep. The GOAT. Greatest point guard of all time.
Yes.
No. Steph Curry, the greatest point guard of all time.
I had to
get that done, but, you know, it was pretty incredible to see all of them, you know, do what they do.
I got to say this, though. That last shot that he shot over, like, two dudes, I'm like, no, Steph, don't. And then I was like, yeah.
Solidified his greatness.
Oh, dude, my God.
That was the coldest shot I've seen.
Ultimate heat check.
That was insane.
It was crazy. What's your hoop game like, by the way?
Not well. Not well. I'm going to say how it is. Could get better, but.
You was never in the gym in Texas? Come on.
Nah, not in Texas. High school a little bit.
Yeah.
But never in college, nah.
All right. Nah. All right. We're going to see you against the Ravens this weekend.
You will see me in Baltimore. I really don't know. Like, right. I don't know what they got going. They always tell us, like, a couple days before if we're going to play or not. So, we'll see.
Well, we hope to see you with some snaps. If not, we know what's up.
Yes, sir.
Bijan, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you guys, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.